Dan, describe this research.
Well, it was done by a doctoral student at the University of Missouri, and it's a relatively small study. It was only 600 or so Twitter users of all ages. But for the first time, we're putting some numbers, or beginning to put some numbers on a new phenomenon, and really opens up to some interesting thought. What they found was people who were more active with Twitter experienced more Twitter-related conflict in romantic relationships, which significantly, Mike, and predicted negative relationship outcomes like cheating, breakup, or divorce.
So do new opportunities pose new challenges in relationships?
I think it does. And this is what this seems to indicate. By the way, he also studied the same issue with Facebook and got the same results. No surprise there. But look at it this way, Mike. So you and I meet for the first time at a party. You're with your husband. I'm with my significant other. We go home, and the next day, you want to friend me on Facebook. And I accept. Then you say, I love the outfit you were wearing. And innocent enough. And I say that back to you. And before you know it, you know, it's going further and further. Now, you never would have picked up the phone after this party and called me the next day and said, hey, Dan, I love the outfit you were wearing. You never would have done it. It crosses a boundary.
So are you saying basically there are more opportunities to do the wrong thing now?
Of course there are. Yeah, lots more opportunities to do the wrong thing. I think moreover here, now as a garden variety shrink, I think it's easy enough to Facebook someone after a party and just make a comment, and you're not even conscious of the fact that there's a physical attraction there. You can do it without being conscious. You can do it feeling consciously that it's innocent enough. You know, with the speed of this technology, you don't have to examine any emotions. You know, you just fire off, you know, something on Twitter, Facebook.
And I guess we are more prone to doing things online in the social media setting that we would never do in person. Oh, so we push the boundaries a bit.
Of course, you can say more of what you want. You can be more of who you want. You know, you can hide easier many parts of your identity. Yeah, I mean, it does enable you to push the boundaries and to be more disinhibited. You're more inhibited when you're looking in someone's face, you know, and you're less likely to say what comes to mind. You know, it gets filtered through an editor in your head. Well, when you're online, you know, that editor is, you know, out to lunch.
So how do couples negotiate this? How do you have a conversation? When do you have it?
Look, ideally, you have it in the beginning, but you do have to raise that question with your partner. What does monogamy mean? And is Facebook friends, Twitter, you know, is that okay or is it not okay? You know, you've got to have that question about what monogamy means. It's critical.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.